Well, we've had hackers on the show, a violinist on the show. What we need now is an MC. Damian Hess, take it away.
Hey, how's it going?
So, you got a rap on what's going on today?
I got a couple of lines for you.
Let's hear them.
Pundits with opinions on Jay Assange don't want to meet him lest they get an unexpected massage. There's a barrage of condemnation. How patriotic. Their alignment lawful, evil. His is neutral plus chaotic. They can try to wipe the spill up, but the stain, it's very tricky. Ought to call a wiki plumber because their Pentagon's what's dripping.
Oh, nice. That's MC Frontalot, who is real name, I guess, alias for Damian Hess, who's what's called a nerdcore rapper, performs under the stage name MC Frontalot, on the line from Brooklyn. You know, there is this curious confluence of the sort of open source quality of WikiLeaks and the open source quality of hip hop in providing social commentary and urging people to action. Do you see it?
Well, certainly the hip hop in general is, I wouldn't call it open source exactly, but it's something, it's like a community participation form, right? Like everyone's having their experiences, everyone's setting them into verse, and it's traditionally been pretty political, but in recent years, less so. Nerds also, not always all that political, but they have their shining moments.
Well, it's all about how self-selecting communities find ways of sharing ideas, and hip-hop is a natural way of doing that. Here's a selection from your album, Secrets from the Future. You know, rap was once fringe. Hip-hop then became a huge, gigantic business. Now it's a form of discourse that actually applies just as well to math as it does to, you know, babes and bling.
Sure. I mean, not on the radio so much, but hip-hop itself runs wide and deep, and there are many independent strains.
How into the WikiLeaks story are you and your community?
Well, I can't speak for the rappers community in general, but from the nerdcore angle, I must say it's quite an interesting story, especially these last few days with all the 4chan thugs wrecking credit card websites. I find that a little bit hilarious.
You know, we were talking with a playwright yesterday about, you know, the whole genre being, cloak and download. I mean, you're way ahead of the playwrights in this already.
That's a pretty solid joke. Here, I have a joke. I prepared a joke for you.
Go.
It's about how the nerds love the info freedom. And this, the Assange character, he's very familiar to us. The idea that the information is untamable, and I find it not at all strange that he's so obsessed with transparency, since when you see the pictures of him, he's sort of translucent. Amnesty International, of course, gave him that award last year for best impersonation of a ghost character from a Matrix sequel.
I like that. That's good. I love that the nerdcore people are a part of this. It's just another indication of just how broadly WikiLeaks has had an impact on the culture. Damian Hess, MC Frontalot, thanks so much for being a part of the show.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.